funny you should mention it. We take the news and make fun of it. If you like to riff, join along. And now I'll stop singing this silly song. It's funny you should mention it.
Welcome to Funny You Should Mention It. I'm Gil Reif.
And I'm Lowell Benjamin.
Today, I got the headline. Lowell, are you ready for this headline?
Yep.
Let's see if it's funny. Let's find out. ChatGPT AI robots writing church sermons causing hell for pastors. ChatGPT AI robots writing church sermons causing hell for pastors. You know all about this ChatGPT, right? You know, it's the talk of the town.
Have you tried it?
I've been using it to write sermons, actually, and I'm not even a pastor. But
so you're causing hell for pastors.
Yeah, I figured I could be a pastor. Now I'm Jewish, but I mean, now it's open to everybody.
Yeah,
but you have used it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've messed around with it a little bit. It's pretty impressive, actually, I think.
What have you used it for?
I asked it to write a birthday card for my wife.
Oh.
I was just curious what it would do, and I thought it was very impressive what it wrote, but it ended up being too flowery for something I would write, so I knew I'd be outed as
dead giveaway.
Somehow cheating, but I thought it was pretty impressive. And I did ask it to write some jokes. I asked it to write a joke in the style of Conan O'Brien, asked it to write a joke in the style of David Letterman, Johnny Carson, just out of curiosity to see what it could do. So it was good in the sense of it, I felt like it got the voice and the rhythm, but I didn't think the punchlines were very good.
Just no comedy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we should ask ChatGPT to write a joke for this headline about itself. I don't know if it'll explode. You know, it's like if you Google, what happens?
It's like a loop. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ChatGPT is doing so much. I saw another headline. I forgot about this, but a woman used ChatGPT to write an angry letter to the airlines after getting delayed.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like what's going to happen with ChatGPT is then the airline is going to then use ChatGPT to respond to this. And basically, like, humans are going to be on the sidelines with every endeavor. It's going to be all ChatGPT fighting it out. And I don't know who wins because, you know, you would think it's evenly matched at that point.
I wonder if spouses can do that when they're texting each other, just have like an add-on from ChatGPT and the same thing. It'll just sort of resolve itself.
Oh, yeah. I love that you used it to write a birthday card. I'm really curious what responsibilities of mine I can have ChatGPT do.
Right.
I mean, eventually this entire podcast will just be ChatGPT.
Yeah. We'll just a voice simulator and that's it.
But yeah, causing hell for pastors. First of all, like, why is it hell for pastors? Because you would think it makes their job easier. Is the problem that the congregants are preferring ChatGPT to the pastor and they're just now going to church at home?
Yeah, I wonder, because I would think people going to church, like, that's sort of the thing. You have to go, whether you enjoy it or not. Like, you're like, I went and that's it. But if you just stay home and listen or read, it feels like that's not satisfying the obligation. So I'm with you. I don't know why it's causing if anything, it's like that should be helping the pastors.
And also, I don't think ChatGPT can just replace the pastor. I don't think they're out to pastor because of ChatGPT. Because you can't have like a robot in a, you know, dressed like a pastor or a priest, or, you know, you can't have this AI. You know.
Now, I know you and I don't know too much about churches, but what about the idea, like, who's allowed to give forgiveness? Is that only a Catholic thing when there's like confession?
Oh, yeah. Like ChatGPT and confession. Can you have ChatGPT do confession for you? People just don't want to leave the house anymore. I don't know who gives, I would think priests can give forgiveness. I don't know the hierarchy and how it works with pastors. Yeah. Do rabbis officially give, we don't have forgiveness. We're based on guilt. They don't want you to be forgiven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're just going to layer on the guilt.
I'm intrigued by this headline, not enough to click on it and find out the whole story, but why is it causing hell for pastors? And hell is an interesting choice of words.
I'm wondering if that's why they did that. They sort of forced it in just to get the pun of hell.
I think so, because it came from the New York Post. And I think that everybody at the New York Post wants to be a comedy writer. And I appreciate that, because they usually find a comedic angle in their headline.
I always wonder, and maybe it varies by newspaper, but is the same person who wrote the article writing the headline?
I hope not, because I feel like whoever's writing the headline just wants to be a comedy writer, and the article is not going to be very accurate. It's all right. going to be jokes.
All quotes are made up.
Yeah.
They didn't interview anybody.
They don't follow like any journalistic rules. It's like they follow like the rule of three. And they're gonna, it's all going to be comedy rules.
Right. If they ever reference tip your waitresses, then that's a clear giveaway.
I'll be here all week.
Where does your mind go as far as a punchline for the ChatGPT AI robots writing church sermons, causing hell for pastors?
But causing heaven for congregants who no longer have to go, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
There is something so funny about robots in church. Just the idea of AI being used for something religious or spiritual.
Right. Yeah. It's like the absence of spirituality, and it's replacing the people who shouldn't be upset by this because they're on a much deeper level.
Right. Because you could be using ChatGPT for sports betting or to, you know, cheat. Here's the thing about ChatGPT. Now you could use ChatGPT to cheat on your final exam and then get forgiveness from it. It's like a one-stop shop.
Or something along, they can forgive for your anger. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones getting upset, but then they need forgiveness for losing their temper or something like that.
Right.
Pastors
aren't supposed to get angry. Like, pastors are supposed to set an example.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to have tolerance. They're supposed to have inclusivity. So you'd think that they would welcome ChatGPT into the church.
Right. Or something, again, we may be, again, not understanding the hierarchy or the differences of this, but it's something like, you know, raise it up to the level of like the Pope or something like that. And you know, not to mention how pissed off the Pope is, you know, something like that.
I'm picturing now an AI self-driven Pope mobile where you don't even need the Pope to go out. Now it's all ChatGPT.
And he's told where to go by Google Maps.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's really a fascinating thing.
I thought another direction, you know, could be sort of the, you know, what are things that ChatGPT can't do? So it's sort of like, well, they're okay with it as long as they can't, you know, until they start eating wafers or until they start taking from the collection plate or, you know, something that it theoretically a chat bot couldn't do.
Well, yeah. I mean, my mind does go to stealing job, taking over all responsibilities. It's like, next thing you know, ChatGPT is going to be passing out a collection plate and offering benedictions.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in real trouble when they start, you know, molesting or take away all the jobs.
All the jobs are gone.
But yeah, I think that's a great structure for a joke. Also kind of wondering like what if GPT stands for something, because I never know what this acronym is.
Yeah, I don't actually know what that is either. When I first heard it, I thought it was ChatGPT. That's how little it means, the GPT.
Yeah. Is there something to sleep in?
There's pastor.
What's that? What's with pastor?
Well, in GPT, if you want to make like a acronym.
Right. Go, pastor.
Generic go. Pastor technology.
Yeah. Go, Pastor Toodaloo. We don't need you.
You don't hear a lot of Toodaloo these
days. You don't hear a lot of Toodaloo.
I like that you brought that back.
I love the idea that the most extreme technology we have has the most antiquated acronym. No one says Toodaloo. Someone's great aunt, the last person that said Toodaloo.
Yeah.
There is some, I think, a joke about falling asleep in sermon. Oh, yeah. The first sign that a ChatGPT wrote the sermon is that people are actually awake.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, there's so much to cover here. Is there one angle you like the best if we were to land on one monologue joke?
Yeah, I like the direction of, you know, it's hell for pastors, but they'll tolerate it until something. So they'll tolerate it until, you know, they start taking from the collection plate or they start eating the wafers. If that's a thing, again, I feel ill prepared to speak on anything church related, but you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, they're until something.
Pastors are still fine as long as they remain in charge of the collection plate.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe ChatGPT should beat our jokes. And then
it's going to take over the podcast for us.
Yes. Which will be great. We can kick back and relax, eat some wafers and enjoy.
Yeah. We can read up on churches and pastors too, so we can be better versed for the next joke on the topic.
Because every headline is going to involve pastors in some way. It's like, oh man, we should have read up on this.
The All Pastor Network.
That's how many podcasts there are that you got to find a real niche. And that's pastor humor. Yeah.
That's a new category in Apple Podcasts. It's a subcategory in the comedy section.
Maybe like Apple Godcasts. It's all like religious based stuff. I don't know.
I wonder if they call it that. I like that. That's very clever.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the premiere episode of Funny You Should Mention It. Be sure to like and subscribe. Thank you so much.
Funny You Should Mention It.